Good morning, church family. Good to see you. Welcome. What a joy for us to gather this holy place to worship the Lord. Today, we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent. I cannot believe that the year 2022 is coming to an end in 2 weeks. How about you? Are you ready to welcome the new year 2023? Oh, that's wonderful. There are only a few days left, but I hope you can calmly remember the first coming of the Lord and anticipate his second coming as we prepare the new year. Thank you all for putting your heart with your name on it for three teams last week. As I looked at the commitment board, I was so grateful and excited to see most of our church members, including our youth group, dedicated their hearts to the three teams ministry next year. We'll continuously pray for our church to become vital and effective to spread the gospel for the glory of the kingdom of God. And as we announced, we are going to have a fellowship meal following the worship service with the Dayspring members, and the children's Christmas program will begin at 1:30 p.m. So please join this wonderful event today. And we are sad to hear the news that Garland's sister, Claudia's husband, Duke, passed away during the week. Please pray for comfort and peace for Claudia and Garland's family as they are grieving. As Garland shared, it has been difficult for his family as they have lost three family members this year. Christmas Eve candlelight service with communion will be held this Saturday at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Please invite your friends and family to have a memorable, reflective worship experience. Now, let us gather our hearts and minds to worship the Lord as we welcome the light of Christ.